Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Take command is on the air. What's going on? Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson. Logan spent a decade in the NFL. You can listen to me on 106.7 The Fan every day from 2 to 6.30. Logan, major changes to superstars and where they're playing this year in the National Football League. Let's start in the division with ripple effects and ramifications out of Philadelphia. We knew A.J. Brown would get traded sometime after June 1st. We just didn't know when. Well, about several hours after the clock struck midnight on June 1st, he is no longer an Eagle. He is being moved to the New England Patriots, showed up at their facility today. Eagles getting back a first and a fifth round pick, it looks like, as part of the deal. First, just your thoughts overall on the trade.
I mean, I think it's a good move for both parties, probably. I think A.J. Brown was a little bit malcontented there in Philly, obviously, like rightfully so. I think there were some things happening there with the offense that were going to be that are going to be frustrating for a receiver. So I think this is a good opportunity for him to get back with Vrabel, someone who knows him really well, someone who knows how he ticks, with a quarterback who's going to help him maximize his skill set. And I do think this is really interesting for Philadelphia because he has been a big part of this offense for a long, long time. And what I mean by that, it's not just like, oh, A.J. Brown's one of the better receivers in football. He was kind of that true X receiver that like drew coverage and forced matchups and let Devontae Smith kind of maximize those opportunities. Now, is Devontae Smith the X? Is Mekhi Lemon the Z? Like, how do we find these matchups in this offense with a quarterback who's struggled to throw inside the numbers, basically? So I'm really curious to see how this affects Philly. I think it's a great move. I think it's the right move for the New England Patriots. But I think Philly might be feeling this more acutely in 2026.
Yeah, so I think two things can be true. It sounds like we're in lockstep. I think, number one, it's easy to say that this is the right move for the Eagles long term. You get him out of the building and you kind of – there's been rotten milk there somewhere. They're trying to figure out where it is, right? So that's the first thing, is like next year and beyond, you can kind of rebuild this thing around Sean Mannion's image, their new coordinator, and hopefully make your quarterback Jalen Hurts health, mentally healthier and more comfortable. He doesn't have a guy chirping him constantly. They had a weird relationship, both behind the scenes, presumably, but definitely publicly, where – if perception isn't reality, it almost doesn't matter. Like, the perception is every time you do anything wrong, A.J. Brown's going to come get in your ear hole. That's not a good situation for a quarterback to be in. But in the short term, you just lost one of the best wide receivers in football. You just lost one of the best weapons in the NFL. He single-handedly beat the Commanders a couple of times. You know, people forget, because last year he barely got over 1,000, or the last 2 years he's been sub 1,100. This was a 1,500-yard receiver in his first year in Philadelphia. He went 1,450-plus back-to-back years in 22 and 23 when he was a second-team All-Pro and finished in the top 10 in MVP voting. Like, this is a superstar. I don't know how high you'd rank him among wide receivers in the league right now, but like a JSN, Puka Nacua, George Pickens, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson – A.J. Brown, those eight guys, possibly Amon-Ra St. Brown, if you want to throw him in there, like, that's the best. And then you can kind of throw him into a blender, maybe. I don't know. Like, how high up could you rank him?
I mean, I think obviously, what was that, 3 years ago when he was like the dude, he was the best receiver in football, you know, 1A, 1B with Justin Jefferson. And I think like that's the type of talent you're dealing with. And so again, I understand his frustration, because you went from that, this player that was uncoverable, that was getting a lot of looks in the offense, to a player that was kind of not really utilized to the full extent of your abilities. And so I think it's the same thing, kind of a similar conversation, what we saw with Justin Jefferson last year with up in Minnesota. Like, when the quarterback cannot maximize you as a receiver, like, the frustration is going to boil up. So I think this is going to make New England like just significantly better right out the gate, because I do think like having that stud perimeter player now, I think it's a fair question to ask, like, can he still do it at that level? Because we haven't seen him do it for 2 years now. But I'm in the camp that I think that's more of a Jalen Hurts issue and not necessarily an A.J. Brown issue. So I think when you get up there with that young quarterback and Drake May, like, looking at how he's been ripping the football, how confident he is in throwing into tight windows, into covered looks, and throwing with anticipation, I think A.J. Brown's going to be back in that kind of 1,500-yard conversation if he can stay healthy. So to me, I think we're going to be like – when this all said and done, I think we're going to be looking at this and saying like, oh, Philadelphia traded a top three receiver, you know, top 10 offensive playmaker for really not that much in terms of a first round pick and a fifth round pick. So I think this is going to look way more favorable for New England, because I think Drake May is that kind of player that's going to maximize A.J. Brown.
He was 19th, by the way, in EPA added at the receiver position last year, behind his own teammate Devontae Smith, and then that tier of guys like Zay Flowers and Michael Wilson in Arizona, who slept on Jalen Waddle with Miami, now out in Denver. So he fell off completely, to your point. I'm with you. I think there's still a lot of juice left for A.J. Brown, because it's not like he's old. I mean, he's 28. He'll be 29 this football season. But even still, you would imagine 2-3 years before, you know, whatever the next step down is for him in any kind of a decline from an age standpoint. So then let's talk Eagles situation then real quick. I mean, the Commanders have them in week one. The way I look at it is, not having to prepare for A.J. Brown makes them more beatable, period. The first round pick, the fifth round pick you get back, you could say is really good value. I'm sure someone would tell you it's a great job by Howie Roseman. That's not going to butter their bread at 4:25 on September 13th. I mean, that game just got tighter, and Washington just, I think, you know, has now inched up and has the better chance to win. But the room right now, Devontae Smith, be curious to see if his position, his role changes at all. We both really liked Mekhi Lemon coming out from USC, who they drafted in round one, which was a tell that inevitably this Brown trade was going to happen. I've always liked Dontavian Wicks from the Packers. He's always open. He drops a lot of passes, though. He's a guy that local football fans probably have a little bit of a feel for, because he played his college ball I think at least partially at Virginia. But a lot of balls on the ground, but he runs good routes. And then the other guy to keep in mind, they brought in Hollywood Brown if he could stay healthy in that receiver room as well. What do you make of their weaponry in the passing game? They re-upped with Dallas Goedert. They drafted Eli Stowers in the second round, who I think you really liked. And they still have Barkley in the backfield.
I mean, with regards to skill position groups, like this is a really solid group. Like you mentioned Dontavian Wicks, I love him. I think he's a really good player, kind of a guy that after last season, I would say is kind of due for like a little bit of an ascension. If the role, like kind of like De'Ami Brown a couple of years ago after that huge year in the playoffs, like he was kind of seemed like he was ready for more responsibility. I think Dontavian Wicks is in that same role, but I do think he's probably better equipped from a route running diversity standpoint to accommodate some of that stuff. Devontae Smith is a beast. We talked about Mekhi Lemon. I love Eli Stowers. I think Dallas Goedert is on the decline. But again, I think that's why you bring Eli Stowers in. You've got guys like Johnny Wilson who are younger players who are kind of have an ascending skill set. You mentioned Hollywood Brown. I like this group, but it's really built in the same way that the skill position group was built in Green Bay. And so all of that's great. Like there's not like, you know, you don't have that home run hitter. Everyone's got a high, you know, kind of on base percentage to kind of go with the baseball analogy. Like you feel really good about it. But the thing that drives it is the quarterback. And if I can't be a good point guard, as if Jalen Hurts can't be a good point guard in this offense, it doesn't work, right? Because you don't have that stud perimeter player that's just always open, kind of like that A.J. Brown philosophy from a couple years ago, 2023. So I look at this and I say, yeah, on paper, like this is sweet. Like if Matt Stafford's the quarterback, man, they're cooking with gas. This is a really special group. But because Jalen Hurts has not shown an ability, I mean, and I know Philly fans are going to come from my head when I say this, but he has not shown an ability to run a West Coast offense in the league. He just doesn't want to do it. He's been in the gun. He's been in simple looks. Not a lot of motions or shifts. Not a lot of tight formations. That's where he's comfortable. There's that big article that came out this offseason talking about he's kind of made a push for that. And you've basically cultivated a skill group that would be perfect for Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Ben Johnson, but also the quarterbacks that run those offenses. So can he humble himself, try something different, and maximize this skill group? To me, that's the million-dollar question. My confidence level after watching him last year is not super high. And people hear me say that, Grant, and they get like, oh my gosh, you hate Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts wins games. He's a good football player. He's competitive. He's a natural leader, right? But in terms of doing, like throwing on time, throwing with anticipation, throwing with consistent footwork and arm mechanics, like that's not his cup of tea. And that's what this offense requires. That's what these receivers, that's how these guys get open. And again, I don't know if you can maximize this group.
Yeah. Whenever we talk Jalen Hurts, I always hate that we kind of see the world the same way, because he is a good enough player that you'd love to be able to go back and forth and devil's advocate this thing a little bit and speak on his behalf. But I have always viewed him the same way. I think the Mannion hire, while a good one, a la David Blau, is very curious to me with him as the quarterback. The pairing there is going to be fascinating. Now, he's a great athlete, and maybe he ends up making it work, and he hasn't been asked to do some of this stuff, and maybe he excels. But we have not seen it. It has not been a strength. All you got to do is look at a spray chart for him and see where he throws the football. It's a lot of stuff out to the sidelines. Doesn't really like work in the middle of the field. If you're going to be asking him, Mannion was the backup quarterback to Cousins with O'Connell and supposedly wants to run kind of a similar type scheme in offense. That's a lot of those, like, you know, love of the game, clear out thing deep with like a dig route behind a zoning dropping linebacker, layering a ball over a hand. Like, good luck with that. I mean, that's just not what this guy has ever really done at any level. So they know what they're doing. Howie Roseman's smart. I also just wonder, like, after that story came out.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What is the impetus of this? Like, is this a, okay, well, he's going to sink or swim, and maybe he's not there for the next 7-8 years. I don't know. But, like, to me, if you have a guy you've already invested in, given the $50 million a year, who's won a Super Bowl, you're thinking about what he does best in your hiring. And they did not do that with this hiring. And it's just one of many things that are weird there. Think about their O-line coach, Stoutland, rolling out and having kind of a little bit of an axe to grind, going on some podcasts and clearly not liking the entire staff that remains. Vic Fangio flirting with retirement before coming back. I keep saying it. There's just something amiss there. And that ESPN story, if you haven't read it, about Hurts being kind of tough to deal with, some of the receivers that he's butted heads with, including Brown, it does not make me feel any warmer or fuzzier about the whole thing. I said this on my show in D.C. on Grant and Danny on Monday. I want to get your thoughts on this. My take was that I actually think the Cowboys are the team to beat in the division right now. And people thought I went too hard in the paint. But the question kind of is, who is Washington chasing? Who's the team you're most worried about, I guess? And I just think losing A.J. Brown is going to be a significant blow. It's an easy button that's gone where a bubble doesn't turn into 45 or whatever to get you going when the offense is sputtering. I think it's going to take some time. I love playing Philly in week one because I don't think Hurts is going to come out of the gate firing on all cylinders. I know their defense will be awesome under Fangio, but Dallas is loaded on offense. Then you know they're going to be elite and Dak's going to put up, you know, MVP caliber numbers. And they have, I think, fixed their defensive personnel. They've done maybe not as much as Washington up front, but similarly, they've completely reloaded, and they have Parker coming over, the secondary coach from the Eagles everybody loved, to be their DC, upgrading from Eberflus. So, like, why is there not a case for Dallas to be the team, not Philly, that you're most worried about in this division right now?
Yeah, why is there a case for Dallas? I mean, the case is the offense, man. Like, that thing was tremendous last year. And I think the offensive coordinator there did an absolutely outstanding job. And I remember it was funny. It's like sometimes, like, when you're looking at coaching hires, specifically coordinators, you're like, does this guy have the right background? But I remember going through his resume, and he had been all over the place, like Colorado State, like a bunch of D3s, and he had been the run game.
Talking about Clayton Adams?
Yeah, Clayton Adams, yeah. He'd been the run game coordinator. He'd done all this different stuff. And he had, like, kind of the perfect pedigree to kind of be a good offensive coordinator. And I thought his feel for calling games last year was awesome. I thought they kind of leaned in. Again, you know, everyone's going to kind of make this Ben Johnson, you know, Kyle Shanahan comparison. And I thought he kind of leaned more into that stuff than they have with Dak Prescott having been there. So, like, a little bit more play action, a little bit more screen game, more commitment to the run game. And again, it's not a true, like, Kyle Shanahan West Coast, you know, outside zone derivative, but the principles were there, right? We're going to run the football, we're going to insulate the quarterback, and we're going to take explosive shots. And then you have maybe the best deep ball receiver in the NFL in George Pickens. Couple that with CeeDee Lamb, Ryan Flournoy. I love him. I think he just is kind of like this steady Eddie, consistent slot player. They've invested a lot of draft cap on the offensive line. And I think the thing here is, you know, that group hasn't, those picks all haven't hit in Dallas, but they have arguably the best quarterback in the division. Like, and I would maybe throw Jaden Daniels in that conversation. But in terms of a guy who can have an MVP caliber year playing the quarterback position in a more traditional way, kind of like from the pocket, throwing with anticipation, like leading receivers, like running an offense, checking at the line of scrimmage, like Dak Prescott last year was as good as it gets. Like, he did a great job last year. And so all you need is a slight bump in terms of defensive production. I'm glad you mentioned the scheme. I still think they've got a little ways to go with regards to defensive personnel. I'm not saying they can't get there, but it is a little bit like, I got to see it, because that defensive group last year was so bad for them. But that offense is devastating. Last year was devastating. And if that defense is just shows up to the party and has like a has a tie on, you're like, okay, man, we can win with this, right? So I think that's where I'm at with it.
What's a super nice clothing store for men?
I don't know. What do we got?
I mean, there's never been a less prepared podcast to talk about nice clothing for men than you and I. I'm just going to, like, Logan wore the same gym shorts and t-shirt out of the locker room every week. I used to bust his balls so hard on that.
I still do that, actually.
Is it Suit Supply in Georgetown? Is that a thing? Or like,
is that? Oh, I was just thinking, like, it's so funny. Like, the first thing that came to mind was like Burlington Coat Factory, but I know that's not like a nice.
I mean, that is so nubs. So, how about Charles Schwitt? Okay. There's this like nice shirts, right? Like T-Y-R Wit or something like that. So, here's the point of the dude story. You know what? Let's use an analogy that hits closer to home. The Commanders had dinner at Morton's Steakhouse. You know, they were out at Randy's at Ruth's Chris, right? That's where they got their defensive players. The Cowboys went to like Texas Steakhouse. You know, they went to like Ruby Tuesday and got a nice filet or something.
Yeah.
You're right. The personnel they brought in, there's no Adafe Owe at 100 mil or what have you, but I think they did a pretty good job on the margins here. Rashawn Gary from the Packers, D Winters from the 49ers, Jalen Thompson from the Cardinals, Kobe Durant from the Rams. You and I have talked ad nauseum this offseason about Caleb Downs out of Ohio State. I mean, those are some of their new starters on that side of the ball, and they've got their Durante Jones and Christian Parker. So I think they'll be better. I don't think they're going to be great, but I think it's kind of like what we talk about with the Bengals. They got to be – you know, back end top 20, 22, something like that. And now you're cooking. Now you're a playoff team. But I think the Commanders are squarely in the conversation here in terms of the playoffs, the wild card. I'm trying to figure out, like, who's the team that is the should be the favorite. And on the quarterback conversation, I think that's interesting. Like, there is no one with a higher floor than Dak. Yeah. To me, in the NFC East, I'm saying. If I told you right now, one guy is going to throw for 4,200 yards – and 30 touchdowns, you would bet all your money on Dak Prescott, right? It's only one in the division. But then if I said, who would you buy to have the superstar year and win the MVP award that like everyone's talking about all season? That's probably Jaden, honestly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who would I rather have over 5 or 7 years? Obviously Jaden. Like, it's not a disrespect to five. It's just the guy that is the steadiest Eddie that's going to put up the numbies every single year and just play at a Pro Bowl level is Prescott. Now, he's been hurt every other year, basically, on even years. So we'll see what happens.
That's a great point.
Durability questions as Daniels over a longer time. Some fluky injuries in there. But, yeah, I think if he's healthy and that defense doesn't stink, they're going to be a pain in the butt. I also just think, and I don't know why, but this has been the case, because I talked a lot about this and studied it yesterday and looked up the numbers. The Commanders have played the Eagles a lot better than they played the Cowboys semi-recently.
Interesting.
Like, Dallas hung 75 on them in two games last year and basically took their foot off the gas pedal in a couple fourth quarters. That Christmas Day game, they had like 27 at the half or something. They scored, I don't know, 40 or whatever it was out there in Dallas in that first game. That was a nightmare. With the Eagles, they've not only split with them the last couple of years, but even in the other games, they've been ultra competitive for the most part, NFC championship game notwithstanding. So I don't know. Just throwing that out there as to say, it seems like the matchup has been more problematic for the Cowboys than the Eagles.
I think you're 100% right. And it's because that offense is so dynamic. They have weapons at all spots. But I will say this about the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, we're talking about the offense as being special. I think the Philadelphia Eagles defense is special. And, you know, I know we're in, you know, the NFL in 2026, but I do think the Eagles defense is the type of defense that can win you games. And so what I want to say is, like, if you want to lean on running the football, punting, like, this is going to sound crazy, but like, I used to have a coach that I played with who said punt to win. And what he was talking about is like trusting your defense, trusting the field position. When the other team makes a mistake offensively, that's when we capitalize. I think that defensive unit in Philadelphia is good enough to do that. It just depends on what you get from Jalen Hurts and if he can kind of play second fiddle to that defense, which he's done throughout his career. But I think that's going to be interesting. So it's like, best offense is Dallas for sure. Best defense is Philly. And I just think it's going to be interesting, like, which of those units is better, because I think that'll lead to the best football team in terms of challenge for the Commanders.
Blockbuster trade, but one we all knew was coming. AJ Brown out of the division. If anybody else wants to trade superstars out of the East from the opposing teams, I'll be happy.
I got a question for you, Grant.
Yeah.
Who is the other player you'd like to see leave the division?
All right, I'm going to answer that for you next on Take Command.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.